Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship this morning. Please take note of all the announcements that are on the back pages of the bulletin. Just a couple other things to add. One is that we did have a very good week last week of vacation Bible school with all the kids here, and appreciate all the help from those who helped be leaders for that. It was a good week. One other thing I need to mention is we're still looking for volunteers for the NALC convocation, which will be the first week in August. We were looking to have maybe 60 to 70 volunteers from our mission district. I think the last count that I heard was about 25. So we could still use some help with that. So if you would consider going to Corpus for a few days, and I believe the congregation will also help pay for your hotel room, if you would consider going down there for a few days and helping with the convocation, that would be greatly appreciated. There is more information and sign-up sheets or registration forms, I guess, in the Annex and the Northex. One other thing I'd like to mention today is I don't know how much you've been watching the news, but COVID is not over yet. Unfortunately, it is not over yet. Numbers are on the rise once again. There are more cases, there's more hospitalizations, and there are more deaths. The numbers are going up. This new variant that has now hit, the Delta variant, is now the predominant variant, I think, in the United States, in Texas, and also in our area. That variant is more contagious, and it is also more severe. Cases are more severe with that. We need to stop this, and the best way that we can stop this is with the vaccine. If you have not yet been vaccinated, please get vaccinated. I think right now they're saying 95% of those who get the COVID and are hospitalized are those people who have not had vaccines. So please get your vaccines. I really do not like wearing face masks or wearing gloves or social distancing. I don't want to stop ministry from happening. I would much rather stop the disease from happening. So please get your vaccines if you have not done so. Are there other announcements? Anything else? Anything else we need to say? All right. Then I invite you to rise as we begin our worship service with, O God of mercy, God of light.
Thank you.
Keep the words of the Lord in your heart. Teach them to your children. One does not live by bread alone. Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. I confess to God Almighty, before the whole company of heaven, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have sinned in thought, word, and deed, by my fault, by my own fault, by my own most grievous fault. Wherefore I pray God Almighty to have mercy on me. Forgive me all my sins and bring me to everlasting life. Amen. The Almighty and merciful Lord grant you pardon, forgiveness, and remission of all your sins. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray together the prayer of the day. O Lord, pour out upon us the Spirit to think and do what is right, that we who cannot even exist without you may have the strength to live according to your will. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. We sing the hymn, Chief of Sinners Though I Be. You may be seated.
Chief of sinners, though I be.
first lesson is from the 23rd chapter of Jeremiah, verses 1 through 6. Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, says the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who shepherd my people, it is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doings, says the Lord. Then I myself will gather the remnant of my flock out of all the lands where I have driven them, and I will bring them back to their fold, and they shall be fruitful and multiply. I will raise up shepherds over them who will shepherd them, and they shall not fear any longer or be dismayed, nor shall any be missing, says the Lord. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will raise up David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In his days, Judah will be saved, and Israel will live in safety. And this is the name by which he will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. The word of the Lord. Our psalm is Psalm 23, and we'll read it in unison. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadows of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Our second lesson is from the second chapter of Ephesians, verses 11 through 22. The reading. Remember that at one time you Gentiles by birth, called the uncircumcision by those who are called the circumcision, a physical circumcision made in the flesh by human hands. Remember that you were at that time without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he is our peace. In his flesh he has made both groups into one and has broken down the dividing wall, that is, the hostility between us. He has abolished the law with its commandments and ordinances, that he might create in himself one new humanity in place of the two, thus making peace, and might reconcile both groups to God in one body through the cross, thus putting to death that hostility through it. So he came and proclaimed peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him, both of us have access in one spirit to the Father. So then, you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are citizens with the saints and also members of the household of God, built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the cornerstone. In him the whole structure is joined together and grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are built together spiritually into a dwelling place for God. The word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Gospel according to St. Mark, the 6th chapter. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret and moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon. All right. In our gospel, yeah, I'll go ahead and sit down. In our gospel lesson today, we heard that Jesus came across the lake in a boat, and he saw lots of people. This looks like a lots of people. Yeah, it looks like quite a few. Oh, there may be, maybe 90 folks here today? When he got to the shore, he saw 5,000 people. And you know what they wanted? They wanted him. Every one of them wanted to see Jesus. They either wanted to hear what he had to say, or they wanted to be healed by him, or cast to have demons cast out. They were feeling sick. They had to have that disease and demons and everything else cast out of them. They wanted to be made well. Every single one of them, that 5,000 people. If you had 5,000 people saying, hey, trying to get to you, do you think you'd want to stay there? No. No, it would be overwhelming. It would be all this noise, all this commotion, and everybody wanted you. But you know what? Jesus had compassion. You know what compassion means? It means you feel sorry for people and you want to help them. You want to help them. He said, because Jesus said, he looked out and he saw all these people. They all had needs. They all had wants. He said, they look like sheep without a shepherd. They look like sheep without a shepherd. Sheep like to be together. And when they start to scatter out, well, then they start to get into a little bit of trouble. They may get tangled up in bushes, or they may fall off a cliff, or they may just get lost, or maybe they can't find their way back, they can't have water, maybe there's no good food where they wander off to. So they need a shepherd. They need somebody to lead them, to bring them back together once again. So that we also read in our psalm today, Psalm 23, it says, "The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And he leads me beside still waters. He takes me into green pastures." Jesus takes care of us. And you know what? Jesus took care of all those people. 5,000 people he took care of. And so it's a good idea that we too want to be a sheep in Jesus' flock, so that Jesus is our leader. He is our good shepherd. Okay, I know at Vacation Bible School we sang a song. Yeah, that would be great. At Vacation Bible School, we sang a song. And so I am going to find that song for you right quick. Y'all ready to sing a song? Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can find it. All right, guys, y'all ready? Y'all stand up? We're going to sing. I bet you can't guess what song we're going to sing. What were we talking about? Sheep? All right, so y'all got little sheep ears? Y'all got some sheep ears? All right, we want to see sheep ears out here too. See, look at the sheep ears. See, they got sheep ears too. All right, I just want to be a sheep. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. I just want to be a sheep, ba, 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 ba. Peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. If you've noticed in our gospel lesson this morning, there's a break in the reading. There's verses that have been left out in our reading. It's missing verses 35 through 52. What's missing in there is the story of the feeding of the 5,000 and then also the story of Jesus walking across the lake in the storm to get back into the boat, walking across water to get back into the boat with the disciples. Mark's gospel is always very interesting. Mark's gospel is the shortest. It is the most concise. It seems like everything is happening at once, but it's also a complicated gospel the way it's written because there are stories within stories. And so what we have here today are actually two separate stories. Of one is the story when he comes to this side of the lake. The other one is the story when he crosses once again and gets to the other side of the lake. But both of these stories are very similar in that when he arrives on the shore, there are huge crowds of people. And when he arrives, he has compassion on them and he ministers to them. Now, to really understand this compassion of Jesus, you have to understand where we are at in the story according to Mark. This whole chapter 6 is just filled with all sorts of stuff. I think chapter 5 ends with Jesus going to his own hometown and trying to do ministry there and being rejected. And he is amazed at their lack of faith, that they did not have faith. And it just says he was able to cure, lay his hands on a few people and cured just a few diseases. But that doesn't stop Jesus. It doesn't discourage Jesus from continuing on in ministry. As a matter of fact, he expands his ministry, because it's at that point then he starts to send his disciples out two by two into separate villages, going every which direction, to go proclaim the message that the kingdom of God is at hand. His ministry is not squelched because he is rejected. His ministry actually expands when his ministry is rejected. So he sends all his disciples out, and they go out and they do this ministry. In the meantime, then, also here in Mark chapter 6, Jesus hears that John the Baptist has been beheaded. He hears of that death of John the Baptist, and it greatly moves him. Not only is John the Baptist the forerunner of Jesus, who baptized Jesus, he was also a relative. He was also a cousin. It also shows then, too, in this plan of God, that there is tragedy, that there is evil, even in the midst of God's plan. Not that God planned evil, but in spite of God, people still make bad choices. Evil still happens. And John is beheaded. Jesus needs to think about these things. He also needs to contemplate what is that, what is the foreshadowing of his own ministry? What's going to happen to him? He needed time to be quiet. He's had all these people mobbing him, asking for help. He's been preaching, he's been teaching, he's been casting out demons, he's been healing people. He needed quiet time. He needed time to rejuvenate, to pray to God, to think about these things, to grieve. Also, too, then, the disciples needed Jesus because they're all excited. They have been out teaching, they've been out preaching, they have been out casting out demons and also healing people. And they are excited because of the power that God has given them. Maybe some of them were a little bit disappointed when they were rejected and they have to talk to Jesus. How do we handle this? How do we handle that rejection? And that's where our story picks up for today. The disciples are starting to come back to Jesus. They're starting to tell Jesus the amazing things that happened as they went out and started doing ministry. And Jesus says, let's get in the boat. I know of a deserted place on a different part of the shore of the lake. We can go there. We can spend some time. You can tell me some more about what happened and the excitement, or maybe I can help you along, give you some pointers. And also, too, we just need time to relax. We need time to pray. We need time to sit down and worship God as well. So they get in the boat and they go to a deserted place. Well, you know the story. People see them, they recognize them, and people are running across the shore to go where they're going to land. And so by the time Jesus and the disciples get there, there's thousands of people. Thousands of people waiting for Jesus, all needing him. And that's, I think, the key of this story today. Jesus looked and he saw. Jesus needed rest. He needed time with his disciples. He needed time to rejuvenate. But he did not do that right then and there. Rather, he looked out in the crowd and he saw what they needed. And he had compassion on them. They looked like sheep without a shepherd. As I was mentioning in the children's sermon today, sheep without a shepherd are a mess. Back in that day, you had to have a shepherd around. There were no fences. There were wild animals. There were thieves. There were bandits. There were dangerous places. There were briars and brambles where sheep could get all tangled up. You needed a shepherd, somebody to watch over them, guide them, make sure that they would go and have good water or shelter them at night, make sure that they had good grass to graze on. Sheep without a shepherd are lost. They're just simply lost. There's too many dangerous things out there, and they will get destroyed. They will get destroyed. But Jesus has compassion on them. I know we have compassion a lot of times. particularly with those people that we know the most or that we love the most, a spouse, a child, a parent, when they get sick or whether they get injured or have a fall or break a bone. We want to do something about it. We want to help. We're there. We're willing to drop everything else and go help. Or for a friend as well then too. We will help that friend as best as we can. A lot of times, though, our compassion is built upon one person or maybe compassion upon a single family. This was 5,000 people. And as I said, this story builds into then the feeding of the 5,000. And that, I think, is what we are going to hear about next week. But Jesus has compassion upon all these people. He has compassion upon everyone. That also means he has compassion upon us. When we are sick, when we are injured, when we are in need of a friend, when we are lonely, when we make bad choices, when we pull away from God, God still has compassion on us. He still has his compassion on us. He sees us as sheep without a shepherd. And he comes and he gathers us up once again. He makes sure that we have what we need. Sometimes we don't want to hear what he has to say. Sometimes we want to rebel. But he is still there, out looking for us, bringing us back in to the fold. We are the children of God. And Christ is our good shepherd who leads and guides us and has compassion for us. The kingdom of God is at hand. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. We sing the hymn for the day, Lord, speak to us that we may speak. In Christ, you have heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Living together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one God, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day, he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son, he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rooted in Christ and sustained by the Spirit, we offer our prayers for the church, the world, and all of creation. Gracious God, tend to your church. Encourage bishops, pastors, and deacons in their proclamation of the gospel. Raise up new leaders and encourage those pursuing a call to ministry. Embolden all who are baptized to embody your love and sacrifice. Lord, in your mercy. Reconcile the nations, O God. Break down the dividing walls that make us strangers to one another and unite us as one human family. Equip leaders to deal wisely with conflict and guide diplomats who seek peaceful solutions. Lord, in your mercy. Nourish this congregation, O God. Prepare a table where we receive food for our hungering spirits. Renew our commitment to provide for one another and revitalize our ministries of feeding and nurturing hungry neighbors. Lord, in your mercy. Heal your people, gracious God. Look with compassion upon exiles, immigrants, and all who are afraid or feel lost. Give rest to those who are weary, comfort to those who are grieving, and recovery to those who are ill. We pray especially for Sue Bolting, Lynn Magura, Warner Barth, Mike Ressman, Anton Mahacek, and Holly Lampert. Lord, in your mercy. You lead us home, dear Lord. We give thanks for all who have died, now citizens with the saints. As you have received them into your heavenly home, so welcome all of us to dwell in your house forever. Hear and graciously answer our prayers, as it is best for us and most glorifies your holy name. Amen. We continue with the offering. You may be seated. Let us pray. Merciful God, in the mystery of the Word made flesh, you embrace our lives with your great love for humanity. With joy and gladness, we ask that these gifts may be for many a sign of that love, and that we may continue to share in your divine life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this for the remembrance of me." Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is ready. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with spiritual food, the body and blood of Christ. All who come to you will not hunger. All who believe in you will not thirst. Empowered by this sacrament, send us back into the world to do the work you have given us to do, to share the gospel and be faithful disciples of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you his peace. Amen. Our closing hymn is "Rise, O Church, Like Christ Arisen." Thank you. As you go forth into the world to serve God with gladness, be of good courage. Hold fast to that which is good. Render to no one evil for evil. Strengthen the faint-hearted. Support the weak. Help the afflicted. Honor all people. Love and serve God, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. As you leave, you are invited to share the peace of the Lord with those around you. Go in peace. Serve the Lord.
Thanks.